Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
We were born into a moderately Republican family in the Midwest. After World War II, it seemed everyone we knew, if we cared about politics then, was crazy for Ike. A, quote, moderate, end of quote, Republican at that time seemed to mean that one could, permission granted but unnecessary, find valuable ideas and programs that Democrats might favor as well. This position on the big board of life has now evaporated. If there were any doubt about how politics in America has changed, one need only read or have listened to Dear One's Mount Rushmore speech. This was comprised of a monotonal part one, presented via teleprompter by an intolerably bored leader speaking softly and gently. Part two was genuinely shocking, a long list of lies that one knew as they were presented, we would never again hear. Ha! To sit quietly as Dear One unloaded what Stephen Miller had concocted was virtually impossible. We shouted, we groaned, we wanted a long gun. The scenario being painted was so over the top, such a complexity of transference, so astonishingly and purposely self-referential that all pretense at thoughtful attention, reasonable parsing, shared American values disappeared as each word slid into shadows behind the dais. This was poison poured into open ears. No party, even the Republican one, in history has been accused of such evil, so much greed, so many years of sabotage. According to our king, no Democrat is a well-meaning parent, a hard-working nurse, a conflicted college student, a soot-soaked blue-collar head of household. No Democrat has ever fought for our nation and its freedoms, or worked three jobs to save money to put a roof over his or her family's head, or held the reed-like fingers of a dying grandparent, let alone imagine sending his or her first citizen child to the university. And apparently no senator ever has parents or children on Medicare or Social Security, squirreled away into long-term care, or barely enough to eat, or needs health insurance. Forget about grown children finding a job that not only energizes people, but also feeds his family. No American enters the armed forces to send money home, learn a viable trade, learn from history, and follow democracy. The echoes of this one speech, like the echoes of having survived COVID-19, will be debilitating for our lifetime. The harmless virus, it turns out, leaves behind years of symptomatic disabilities. Fine. Many have survived, and God bless them all. But in the coming years, they may also have heart problems, psychological visions, lungs that do not inflate normally. If these men and women were not previously imperiled by age or disease, they certainly are now. COVID symptoms are now known to recur over the years, just like Dear One's poison, elevating the heartbeats and pulses of intolerant and ignorant Americans who choose, God knows why, to keep pushing Dear One at us. The Mount Rushmore oration and the July 4th edition thereof may have changed more than one instinctively compromising, compassionate American voter into a rabies-carrying partisan. We come late to irrationality. We've been watching for weeks as others on tiny screens scream at shopkeepers and cops about personal freedoms, reject wearing masks to protect themselves and others, are cruel and unjust in their punishments, rave about National Guard units, about how corrupt police departments steeped in racism are, about how easy it is to ignite, point, and then drive a car at people with whom one disagrees. Daily, it seems, another black man or woman or child is killed for an ostensibly justified action. We watch fascinated and eagle-eyed the police personal cameras that are supposed to be trained on legitimate police procedures to prove singular bad apples. We have to stop to think. Do we want to be protected, or do we want to be left alone to fight our ways out into the open air and constitutional breathing? Every day, thousands of citizens reach the same conclusion. 2020 is and has been the worst year ever for the United States. It's not only the virus or the unemployment surging through the land. The worst runs gravitationally downhill from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to our neighbors' houses down the block. The press is pushing Dear One's second term at us as surely as it takes pride in uncovering scandals, mismanagement, graft at every level, often including our own duly elected town or city officials. Everyone is taking advantage of Dear One's scatter approach. As he deflects our attention from his flaws, we are given cover to steal, cheat, maneuver ourselves into positions of mafia-like obedience and power. Punishment is the name of the game. As we watch what is selected by the national networks for airing, the injustices, the humongous marches, the horrifying violence and the potential for ever more of it, since we are all still exceptional, which means independent, irrational, and mad as hell, we stand immobilized amid the wreckage of what used to be a nation that believed in equality under law. Viewers of cable and network news now have every reason to believe Dear One's warnings. But a second term for our dear leader would once and for all erase the vision our founding fathers had of a nation above all others in terms of pride, justice, adventure, compassion, and love. As a moderate Republican, our first vote was for John Fitzgerald Kennedy. This year, although we admire Mr. Biden in many ways, we wonder whether our ballot is destined to be our last one. We can only hope not. I'm John Neufeld.
The Good News Is with John Neufeld is presented on WHDD Monday through Friday, recorded in the facilities of WHDD, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.